Devil Radio is seeking to hire a commissioned sales professional to join the greatest radio station ever. Bring your passion for meeting new people and strong communication skills. Devil Radio will reward your success with the highest commissions in Madison. Prior business-to-business or advertising sales preferred, but we will train. Devil Radio's audience is amazing. Advertisers' investments here work. Apply now at Kroot at devilradio927.com and join the greatest team ever and make us better.
In time, you will know the true power of Devil Radio 927. It is your destiny.
We are back with IPOS on air. We have just spoken to Taylor. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. And we have Eric here today to talk from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. But we might have a caller on the line.
We do. We have Mary from Wauwatosa.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Naomi. Oh, it's so good to hear you and your guests on the air again. I think that you're all an example of the thinking of Maya Angelou when she said, when you know better, you do better. Because you're helping us to learn what we need to know about sustainability and, you know, saving this planet. But I'm newly into the phenomenal world of mushrooms and the vast global network of fungi beneath our feet. And I'm quite sure that it relates to what you're talking about this evening. Do you have any comment on that or anything to share?
We're very happy to be back on air as well. And thank you so much for all of your wisdom and for calling in to us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I think that you're right. Mushrooms and fungi are fascinating. And many of the native plants have symbiotic relationships with fungi. And in particular, orchids will only grow when paired with certain fungi. That's why if you see an orchid, you should never, ever transplant it because it won't have the right fungi in the environment that you transplanted in. So that is what I think of when I think of native plants and fungi. And I think the important thing to remember with that is that in ecology, in ecosystems, everything is interconnected. Mm-hmm. And fungi is probably the ultimate metaphor for that because it is the connective tissue between everything. It's in the ground. It is on the roots of all the native plants, helping them pick up nutrients. So absolutely, Mary, you are right. That is really related to what we're talking about and something that's super fascinating and that I would like to continue to learn about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling in and... Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Well, we can kind of get started with this interview as well. So, Eric, could you introduce yourself? Yeah.
Let's try that one more time, Eric. I had you down.
Sure. How about now?
Awesome.
Perfect.
Cool. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm a climate activist and organizer with Wisconsin Conservation Voters, and I grew up near Milwaukee in Waukesha and went to school in Madison as well at UW.
Wonderful. Yeah. How did you come to kind of work with YACV or Wisconsin Conservation Voters?
Close enough. There's a lot of acronyms. It's kind of a interesting path and a fairly long one. Growing up, I was in a community that had a lot of access to resources and access to like nature in a conventional sense. Mm-hmm. The suburbs of Milwaukee are, you know, have a lot of resources that other communities across the state don't. So just being able to be outside a lot instilled in me like a love of nature as a kid, traveling around to different beautiful parts of the state. And as I got older, I learned that access that I have is not shared by low-income communities, by communities of color, and really like getting into that academically and then through just important relationships in my life allowed me to see that I have a duty and I think a responsibility to weaponize my privilege, make sure that everyone has access to nature as like a human right and as they should. And that's kind of led me to be an activist and organizer and join groups like Wisconsin Conservation Voters.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was just wondering, because you talked about kind of the issue of like having access, of course, to like the environment. And I was wondering like how you see voting kind of connecting to that for,
Yeah, for sure. Well, voting is really important. And I think it's in like a civic duty that people sometimes don't pay attention to as much as they should. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a way that people can really put their values into action. Your vote is a powerful way to use your voice, make it known on a lot of issues, and including conservation priorities too.
Mm-hmm. How does WCV kind of work with voting and like work with the climate in general?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of different campaigns and a lot of different advocacy that we do to encourage people to vote for conservation priorities. So what we do is we partner with local campaigns, like groups like IPOS, and elevate the work they're already doing on the ground to advocate for for more gains. So we push for like clean energy and clean water resolutions and making sure that different areas have access to those and have things that are like, you know, things that should be basic human rights that sometimes are denied to them. In terms of actually voting, we do a lot of outreach to voters, especially right now. There's an election coming up on April 5th that has a lot of people up for local races. So be it like at the county or city level across Wisconsin. And it's really important that people get out and vote. Let your neighbors and your friends know about the election, because sometimes these elections that happen in the spring are called like silent spring elections. They don't get nearly as much attention as a fall race would. And that means each vote almost carries, you know, more weight and like a bigger share of the potential impact. So if people want to like learn how to vote or just check out like what's on their ballot and where they do that, you can just, there's a really easy website. It's just ivote.wi.gov, and you type in your address there. And it tells you all you need to know. And we also, through WCV, have a lot of ways to get involved with spreading the word about voting too. We're always willing to take on volunteers. You can just go to our website. It's conservationvoters.org, and find ways to get connected with us. You can contact people like me and other local organizers that we have working across the state to get started. And we're doing a lot of that over the next few weeks before this election.
That's wonderful. And just kind of like last question here, but I really like how WCV kind of looks at it as not like a partisan issue, but a very much like a bipartisan issue. What do you see as like the issues on the ballot for this election and that people should be aware of and their candidate's stance on it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, unfortunately, around the state, there's a lot of folks running who are not pro-voter and are pretty opposed to like basic principles of democracy and exercising a vote. So we at WCV see that democracy is really intertwined and connected with climate justice and with having access to clean energy and clean water, free of pollution and environmental injustices that obviously impact marginalized communities more. So I would say that, as with every election this fall, especially because it is at the local level and there's just more impact there, clean energy is on the ballot, clean water, and basic access to democracy.
Thank you so much to Taylor and to Eric, Lisa, for her music. We will have all of the links for this, like with the podcast and with our Instagram as well. Thank you so much. This was, that's the sauce. Good evening. Thank you. It's all right.